One of the things that happened today, Arian talked about how difficult it is to come in and have to learn this offense, although you were in it early. Can you talk about that and then also talk about the protection you got from the O-line up front?
Yeah, I think somebody told me a stat. We didn't have a sack today, which is pretty incredible. Excuse me, considering, you know, the front that Baltimore has and the talent those guys have up there. So, I don't remember your question, but I mean, I think it was really, really pretty incredible the protection that we had today. Offensive line played incredible. Oh yeah, it's. I don't know. I compared it to, like, you know, taking a couple years of Spanish, and then, you know, if you were to ask me how to say whatever, I wouldn't be able to tell you. But when you go through and review it again, you know, it comes back. So, a lot of stuff came back after I reviewed it and, you know, went over it again. We had a great game plan, and, coaches did a heck of a job getting us all ready to go. Hey? No, I didn't. I don't think so. Nope.
Arian,
the one were you most comfortable with, and the one were you least comfortable with?
I was comfortable with the offense, and, you know, if I wasn't comfortable with the coaches, you know, I told them I wasn't comfortable with it, and we didn't run it. So, every play we ran, I felt good about that was what was called.
Arian told us that you were very emotional after the game. Can you, like, take us back to that moment and kind of everything and how you were feeling?
Yeah. I'm not the best with words, and so I couldn't put it all into words, how special it was to me. I know Arian said he was going to punch me if I was crying, so. it means a lot. It means a lot. It's fun. I love to win. And, to do it, in the way that it all happened, going back to God, man, he's got a perfect plan, and, it's plans to prosper, I think winning is just kind of a byproduct of, how hard we've worked. So, just being here and playing a game, I'm extremely blessed and honored, to be able to do that.
Case, you've had amazing moments in Houston, set NCAA records, but is this the best football moment you've had in the city?
It's close. If it's not, it feels really good. It does. And, I said it before, I've represented the city of Houston. I don't even know how many years or in how many games. I know it was like 50 something in college and, now nine here. And, I love doing it. I love the fans, and it's been good. I've wondered, when Ryan got hurt, I was wondering, but when that didn't happen, I kind of was like, okay, well, it is what it is, and so I'd, kind of put it out of my mind.
Case, congratulations first and foremost, and my question would be, do you feel that perhaps being that we were in the red zone seven times, do you feel that perhaps maybe we should have executed a little bit more and scoring a touchdown and not a field goal, even though that was good that they did?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give Baltimore credit. They had a heck of a plan, down there, and I like scoring touchdowns. I think Randy was awesome today, but I want to score touchdowns. I'd rather score touchdowns. So it's been, we definitely need to capitalize on more of those opportunities. With the defense getting all those turnovers, especially down there in the red zone.
Case, looked like the game plan included a little bit of spread, wildcat, up tempo, a little bit of everything. It looked like it was more or less detailed just for you. Mm-hmm. Did you have any input during the course of the week outside of just studying it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, the coaches, we were in constant, communication about, what we thought, what the plan of attack was and how we were going to do it. And, it's like I said, if I wasn't comfortable with something, they weren't going to run it. But, I think we still had, a lot of offense in and, we were able to execute.
Okay, so a lot of your teammates were talking about Bill O'Brien's pregame speech.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us what you heard?
I got fired up. I was fired up. you know, it's probably the most I've been fired up in a long time. And I didn't even need, you know, I was pretty jacked up from the get-go. And he brought it to another level.